Commentator Sunny Lay grew up in South Vietnam. He has very different memories of Ho Chi Minh's reunification of the country.
The news that no Vietnamese troops about to capture Saigon reached my family on the morning of April 29, 1975. I was 11 years old. The gunfire and shelling became more frequent and seemed to get closer to Rat Gia, the small Mekong Delta city where we lived. We were panic-stricken. That night we went down into the bomb shelter, a hole in the ground under our parents' bed. As darkness fell, the air became dead still, punctuated by sporadic sounds of automatic rifles and mortar, and the thumping sound of running feet outside our front door. We emerged the next morning to find ourselves surrounded by people in black pajamas and AK-47s who call each other comrades. There were nuns and monks who had taken refuge in my grandmother's Buddhist temple right next door, whom I had treated as part of my extended family. It turned out they really were Viet Cong commanders who had used the temple as a covert base of operations. Now the victorious communist North Vietnam had captured the American-supported South Vietnam, reunifying the country after 30 years of conflict. Ordinary Vietnamese like our family saw it as the end of bloodshed and suffering, of having to choose which side to be on. But then our reunification euphoria was rudely disrupted. The new local security forces paid my father a visit and took him to re-education camp. Our family was moved to a new economic zone where we failed miserably as farmers. It was a mosquito-infested frontier town with no clean drinking water, no schools, no hospitals, and no libraries. When our father came home 2 years later, Vietnam was now a socially and economically broken country. Food shortages caused by the U.S.-led blockade and economic sanctions, floods, failed land reforms, and mismanagement had led to widespread famine. What finally drove me and many other Vietnamese to flee was that Vietnam was soon plunged into warfare once again. Two enemies on two different fronts, the Chinese on the northern border and the Khmer Rouge on the south. I was turned 17 and about to be drafted. So on May 28, 1980, I climbed aboard a small wooden fishing boat with 302 other people. We headed out to sea, aiming for a better place, leaving behind the only country we ever knew and loved.
Commentator Sunny Lay is now a public relations consultant in Oakland, California.